Hello, this is Raquel with a spark of hope. Today's devotional is titled, Walking in God's Anointing. 1 John 2:20 through 27 reads, But you have an anointing from the Holy One, and all of you know the truth. I do not write to you because you do not know the truth, but because you do know it, and because no lie comes from the truth. Who is the liar? It is whoever denies that Jesus is the Christ. Such a person is the Antichrist, denying the Father and the Son. No one who denies the Son has the Father. Whoever acknowledges the Son has the Father also. As for you, see that what you have heard from the beginning remains in you. If it does, you also will remain in the Son and in the Father. And this is what he promised us, eternal life. Something to reflect on is, in the midst of a world full of confusion and deceit, knowing that you are anointed by God brings a profound peace and purpose. The anointing referred to in 1 John 2 is not mere symbolic representation, but a real empowerment and endowment of the Holy Spirit. It is a divine enablement to recognize the truth and remain steadfast in it. The anointing from God sets us apart and equips us to carry out His will. It's a testament to His grace, choosing to use us despite our imperfections. This anointing is both a safeguard against deception and a source of deep understanding. It guides us back to the truth of who Christ is and reinforces our relationship with the Father. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you for your anointing, which marks me as yours and separates me for your divine purpose. Help me to walk daily in this anointing, recognizing the guidance of your Holy Spirit and clinging to the truth in a world often filled with lies. Teach me to rely on that anointing to discern and to stand firm in faith, embracing the eternal life promised to me. Let your will be done in my life as I grow in understanding and faithful service to you. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. As you go about your day, reflect on the areas of your life where God's anointing can make a difference. Whether it's in making decisions, relationships, or in your spiritual walk, ask God to direct you by His anointing. Spend time in the Word and in prayer, seeking to deepen your understanding and experience of His anointing. God's anointing is not merely for a moment, but for a lifetime of walking in His truth and light. Embrace it fully and watch how He works through you to achieve His purpose and spread His love. Have a blessed day.